Good morning. Cold air continues to flow into interior New York and New England, with most everyone dropping back into the 20s overnight. The front that pushed through ushering in the colder air, though, is stalled out along the eastern seaboard, so we still have plenty of clouds. And along that front, we're even seeing some light snow persist from the eastern and southern Catskills across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Taconics, Berkshires, Litchfield Hills, and points east into most of central and southern New England. In these locations, we'll have a round of light snow continue into the morning drive, which will add up to perhaps another dusting to an inch in a few spots, maybe two, before all of this pushes off to the east with the slow departure of the front. This will lead to partly sunny skies during the day today. It'll be breezy and much colder than it's been, with highs reaching into the lower 30s. High pressure will build in tonight, and with a northwesterly wind flow, perhaps a few flurries off of the Great Lakes and scattered snow showers in the lake-favored areas, otherwise dry with temperatures back into the teens. Sunshine will gradually give way to increasing clouds on Thursday. It'll stay dry with that high pressure center in control, and highs will remain in the 20s. Another storm system will work its way toward us during the day on Friday, so some morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. There is the chance of a few rain showers by the end of the day, but generally dry with highs in the middle 30s. Temperatures back toward freezing on Friday night, so as that storm continues its approach, maybe a little bit of mixed precipitation, but predominantly rain, especially in the valleys, which will persist into the day on Saturday. So it'll be a wet start to the weekend on Saturday morning and into the afternoon rain, maybe even a little bit of heavier rain at times, with temperatures reaching into the lower 40s. That storm system will track overhead and into southern Canada on Saturday night. It'll turn windy and colder on Sunday with temperatures back in the 30s and a few leftover rain or snow showers. Mostly sunny skies with a new area of high pressure building in on Monday, staying in the 30s ahead of the next system, which is set to arrive on Tuesday. Right now, there is the chance of rain or snow on that day with temperatures in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, sub-zero temperatures are common across the Midwest today, and gusty winds will cause wind chills to drop as low as 20 to 30 below zero in parts of eastern North Dakota, northern Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin and Michigan. In addition, bands of lake-effect snow showers will develop over the upper Great Lakes and persist through this evening. Snow totals may approach a foot in spots where lake-effect bands are stationary. Meanwhile, a Pacific storm will send precipitation toward the northwest United States today. Widespread showers and mountain snow are both expected across the region, with rainfall totals of over an inch along the I-5 corridor. Heavy snow is likely in the Cascades tonight into tomorrow. Moisture from this system will track farther inland on Thursday, where valley rain and mountain snow will be common throughout the northern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 2 below zero, with a northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 14, 54% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.22 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow ending, then clearing in the mid-30s. Boston, light snow, otherwise cloudy and breezy. 1 to 3 inches of new snow with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and windy with snow and blowing snow in Buffalo. 3 to 5 inches with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature, 44, that's 14 degrees above normal. 0.03 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow, 24.5 inches for the month and 26.8 inches for the season, which is 20.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 61, set in 1952, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few snow showers, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow winding down this morning, then partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with snow showers and a few bursts of snow and lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, any snow ending early today, then partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few snow showers, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with a passing snow shower today and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a few snow showers possible, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to some clouds in the 20s. Some sunshine Friday morning, then thickening clouds in the mid-30s. A good chance of rain on Saturday in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy on Sunday. Rain and snow showers back to the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Monday. And a chance of rain or snow Tuesday in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.